there's a set of statistics, my first reaction is to open a bottle of wine and say, oh my God, he's yet another set of statistics, which it is, which since I ever became a professional wine writer 20 years ago, the figures have gone up and up. We drink more. We drink better in the sense that I think the wine we drink nowadays is much better made than it was 30, 40 years ago. There's a lot of rot gut around. Having said that, I'm not particularly surprised by the latest figures because I think in spite of anything to do with a credit crunch or a slump or whatever you like to call it, we Brits enjoy wine. We've stopped being a so-called beer island. We're now a wine island.
Why should Australian wines be especially popular in Britain?
New World wine, particularly Australian, became very popular for several reasons. The first, and I don't think there's a precedence of reason here. There's several, and all together they make a very potent mix. Firstly, I think that Australian wines had Anglophone names. So you didn't need to speak Spanish, French, Italian, or German or anything. There was nothing complicated about an Australian wine. It was called what it was. It was called Wollongong, or it was called Cape Bondi Beach, or whatever it was called. So we understood it, first of all. Secondly, it used the name of a grape variety. It didn't have anything fancy about it. Thirdly, the wine was generally much more open, friendly, fruity. Fourthly, the wines in general, reds as well as whites, and in rosés and sparkling wines, went very well with the increasingly spicy ethnic foods that we Brits were beginning to turn to. So all that vast abundance of so-called ethnic foods from the Middle East, Far East, Indian, Pakistani, Bangladeshi, Indonesian, Chinese, Japanese, you name it, Australian wines went very well with. Lastly, of course, you add the fact that for many years, Australian wines were very affordable. That is a pretty strong bunch of reasons to stay loyal to a country for its wines.
Another interesting aspect of this report, Malcolm, is that consumption of rosé is expected to increase between now and 2012.
Yes, I think it's very interesting that this is one of those things which none of us could have forecast. No, as far as I know, certainly no guru or commentator or wine critic has ever suggested that rosé would take off. Part of it, the only reason I can think this has happened, it'd be interesting to see whether over this past winter, or the winter we're still in fact, because of the unusually cold winter we've enjoyed, whether rosé sales would go down. Because one of the things that kept rosé sales buoyant was they were year-round. It wasn't just a summer drink. You know, people would go out to the barbie in summer, July, August, whatever, weather warm. Yeah, let's have a rosé. One could see that there was a ready association of climate with product choice. But we seem to have a climate which is more equable all year round. So I always thought, well, maybe that's the reason that people liked rosé. But part of it was also, I think, that the wine trade was unusually quick to respond to people's tastes, and there's a whole range of rosés which are, I guess, they're just more interesting than rosés used to be.